All right. Well, we're ready.
We're here.
David's
we're live.
Here with us and check his mics and we're all good.
Yeah, we're in the wave farm. We got David Cry in the house, minus the Saddleburg bags.
Saddleburg
bags. Great to be here.
What was that band? So what was that band that
he's still doing.
When I play with a full band, it's called David Cry and the Saddle Tramps. So
cool.
I said saddlebags. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
That
man.
Was just fun. I'm like a motorcycle guy.
They appreciate it.
Right on. How long has that band been in existence? Are you guys
You've been doing that for a while, though.
Yeah, so I guess the first Saddle Tramps gig was June 2006.
Oh, good long stretch.
Yep. We've been doing it together for a while, and I've been doing this on my lonesome since even a long time before that. So,
as you went into the groove.
Yeah, all, you know, the road goes on forever.
Yeah.
Tip of the hat to Mr. Greg Allman. We miss him.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, for artistic jokers like us all here, there's no end in sight, much to the chagrin of lovely ladies everywhere.
Oh, gosh. there's too many. Even when you're sober, there's just too many to look at. And the talking is always the hardest part. I mean, I have no problem with it. I'm a confession. Okay.
The waiting.
David, when's the last time we... when did we actually meet? I'm just curious.
I think...
It was through Glenn, right? You've worked with Glenn, right, Mark?
Glenn...
Laszlo Weiss. Yeah, got to say yes. Three words. He's almost like an assassin.
Well, did we work with him? We prepared to work with him and then did not.
Assassin. Yes, okay. All right. So, but I remember Klaz, though. I mean,
I think we probably met in... I would think it was 2005 or 2006.
Maybe. Yeah, what was it?
Sorry,
was it that?
Let me go in the other room and crack my back.
Yeah. Well, no, you guys worked on Sidemen, you said, right?
No, I worked on Sidemen, get to that.
But
Klaz was Michael Horowitz, right? Is that his name?
Mikhail Horowitz. We did a play that he wrote, and yeah, but I mean, but we were in a decent amount of stuff together, right?
I'm trying to rack my mind to figure out what. I know we did Klaz, and then
we did
overlapped.
Some one-act stuff,
rack
too,
them up. You want to play nine ball?
Yes. Wait, what's wrong with eight ball?
No, your brains. We're going to rack your brains, so I thought a little nine ball would be good.
All right. Well, we'll do that. Sorry. Everyone can't see what we're doing here.
I'm nodding my head now.
No. Klaz, though. Klaz was a piece of Mikhail's work, and it was about jazz and classical music.
Oh, cool.
With
Me,
two,
yes. Ergo.
With two characters. I mean, it changed in our rehearsal process. I ended up having a Brooklyn accent who seemed to know enough, and you were like the real like armchair intellectual, if I'm
correct,
not mistaken.
Yeah.
And I would come in late. And I'd still get up to speed, and we talked about jazz and classical music in like a poetic fashion. It was pretty cool.
It was a good time, yeah. And pushing each other's buttons.
Yeah, well, that comes with the nature of it all.
But outside of the theater we did together, we've always had a lot of fun hanging out and creating merriment.
Oh, yeah.
Together.
There's never a delinquency in that. No, we didn't take the brown acid, actually. We took the blonde one.
Oh.
It was like a microdose of nature.
Blonde.
Yeah. I'm thinking back to, I guess you came to production. I did Sidemen, and then we went to the Big Pink. This probably leads up to what, you know.
Yeah, well, we can give a little prologue, I guess.
Good,
the reason, you know, besides just wanting to have a fun Friday night with some good gentlemen here, the main reason I'm here, if we had to boil it down, would be to promote a new album I just put out at the end of 2017, which is called North Mountain Rambling. It's a record I did with my band, the Saddle Tramps, and we recorded it in the basement of the legendary Big Pink just over on West Saugerties. And so we put it out, like I said, at the end of last year. That would have been 2017 was 50 years since Bob Dylan and the band recorded the basement tapes in the basement of Big Pink. And this is the first album recorded and released from there since the basement tapes. So pretty awesome, epic, and righteous from a geeky music fan standpoint.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were plenty of people that were jealous of you having that position on that recording, because it was a long time coming, right?
Yeah, definitely.
50 years?
And so I guess,
wow.
Yeah, then when we, yeah, definitely 50 years, crazy. We set up in the basement the same way Bob and the guys had their stuff set up. I mean, we had, of course, better gear and stuff like that, and the
Still the same venue.
But the idea behind it was different. Obviously, when those guys recorded the basement tapes, they were making them more as like publishing demos and just some other fun stuff for shites and giggles. But we went in there looking to make a record, but still really cool, really vibe laden. And, you know, we just got in there, all of us. We did everything live, recorded it all live so we could have that pulse and that push and pull of just human beings, not computers. And then we took a little time after to, you know, add some stuff that we couldn't do live. Like, I can't play guitar and mandolin at the same time. Yeah.
Wait, you can't?
I know.
Oh, in time.
I'm working on growing a couple extra arms.
Yeah, nice. But it's so cool that we went. I was like, what are you doing?
And so it all, you know, Gregor played sort of a role in this ultimate life highlight coming into fruition, because like you were saying, you were doing Sideman over in Woodstock. You were in that place, so being a
junkie,
a simpatico person to myself,
and I must have went to the next one, so you brought him to that one, and then
we went to the Big Pink. I was like, hey,
you come out, you like kind of ran out from backstage on the shows, and you're like, are you leaving? I was like, no. And you're like, what are you doing tonight, man? I was like, oh, I'm down for whatever. And you said, my buddy who owns Big Pink is having a party. I was hoping you'd be here. You got to come. And, you know, at that point in my life, I probably visited Big Pink just to get a picture outside of it and stare at it like at least 20 times. So the opportunity to go in there was unexpected and amazing.
And he played, too.
And, yeah, we hung out. It was like every moment it got better. First, I was like, I'm here. Now I'm inside. Yeah. Now I'm having a beer.
Hey, can I play a song or two?
And then, it was crazy because this band was playing, the owner's band, and then right at the end, they were like,
the Hooligans.
You want to play one, right? And so I got to play You Ain't Going Nowhere.
You played two songs, I think. Yeah.
Okay, maybe. But I definitely remember playing You Ain't Going Nowhere because it was a Basement Tapes thing, and I remember right at the last strum at the end of the song, the pick broke, and I still have that broken pick, like,
nice.
Sequestered and in like a place of honor in my house.
You weren't even playing that hard. Come on, man.
I think it was
a
cosmic
pick?
Moment.
The
in his sleep
pick.
Somewhere, the Bob Dylan was like, how dare you?
Jesus's pick.
All right, so...
So then we come around, a decade. That was... Actually,
like
I think that was 2006 when that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
So that, you know, of course I went right from life highlight to then trying to one up that and be, and that's when I started thinking, oh,
well, you must be going back. I mean, when are we all going back to Big Pink to see him perform, right?
Well,
I
not to perform, but there, now we're going to hear it. I mean, eventually.
Yeah, that's the greatest.
Yeah.
And we have some music to play thereafter, and we will. And it's called Northern Mountain Rambling.
North Mountain Rambling.
North Mountain Rambling.
But then that kind of got the idea in my mind, and I was thinking for a long time, man, I got to find the right thing to try to see if maybe I can ingratiate myself to the owner and get in there to record. And there was things that happened that then after the fact, I was like, man, I should have tried to see if I could have recorded that year. So it seemed like I was hitting these sort of speed bumps or kind of like mental hiccups, like not remembering, and then it all just sort of fell into place. Like, we didn't plan to have it be 50 years, or I didn't write these songs, you know, being like, oh, these are like, this is, it's not like this.
They're pretty easy going too, if you just like call the guys on the right day, they'll be, yeah, why don't you come over?
But I don't
it's
think
the
it worked 50 like
year
that.
Anniversary.
Yeah, like,
let's record your record.
Time is right. You just wanted access to the basement, which you have been exposed to.
Yeah, and the guy who owns it, Don, he doesn't really let people in there. You can Airbnb the rest of the house, but the basement's
closed
off.
You can't go to the basement,
You know, that's like the Holy Grail area, and he doesn't want people messing with it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't, you know, he's not there all the time, so it's not like he got the house to have some sort of like rock and roll hotel business. He got it because he's a music lover and a fan of the band. And I mean, I even actually remember when that house was for sale. It was when I was in college.
Yeah.
How much?
And I remember nobody wanted it because that was before like classic rock radio that would include the band like had come into fashion. So I mean, I remember I'd be like playing a gig or just at an open mic or something back then in the 90s, and I'd play The Wait,
and people go, oh man, what's that song again? Who did that song again? Oh yeah, yeah. I haven't heard that song since forever. Oh man. Yeah, oh yeah, those guys. It's like now I always think it's like the national anthem of the Hudson Valley, and like really everybody that knows how to play an acoustic guitar in the whole world is like, let's play the Weight Man.
Yeah, Rick Danko and Levon Helm and everything that he's left behind and still thrives at the Midnight Barn, Ramble. Yeah.
But I remember I was in college and it was for sale and like nobody was interested and nobody really
$20,000
about you the band thing the and it kept getting cheaper and cheaper.
Oh, that's
I mean,
too
I was
funny.
Just a kid, so I didn't have any money like that, but I do remember I went and asked my mom if I could borrow some money to buy it.
Like I was saying, like $30,000, you've got the ranch.
Mom, I need to buy Big Pink. What?
And I remember the guy who owns it was telling me, you know, like, yeah, he had watched it. He saw it going down. He made like a lower offer. The guy said no. And then it was like after a while, wow, it all came back around and he got it. And we're lucky that it's in the hands
now
of
now, he's actually, Don and Sue fan. Have done a wonderful job of maintaining, just keeping it alive without making it more. Yeah.
Well, I remember that the well kind of went dry. What do you want? Up or down?
Your mic, not mine.
Okay.
You have the most boom. No, not up, down.
not up?
No. Because,
not up?
Yeah.
No. Just no, kidding. Yeah. Just kidding. That was a joke.
My goodness.
But, you know, they had a problem with the well or the septic. Because I remember
every
being very
does.
Drunk there and wanting to use the restroom. They're like, no, man, there's new water. So, like, you got to go outside.
Yeah, it was a flush incident.
And then I looked down the stairs and I thought, I'm going to fall down these stairs.
And that's a quick ramble down, if you know.
Yes,
it's like
that's
a high
south
pitch.
Ramble.
Yeah. Well, you remember, dude? I threw up all the way to your house. It was fun.
Oh, that was great, actually. No, not
you
in the car.
You stopped at Cumberland Farms.
Yeah, but you didn't. You were actually, you were
I showered
extraterrestrial.
Cumberland Farms.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That was fun.
All right, so what do we
precious
got, David?
Memory.
Yeah, yes. David, what do you want to play first off of this piece? This is obviously what you're gonna. What are you playing next here? What are you doing? What are you doing?
You want me to play a live song?
Yeah, I think that'd be appropriate.
Whatever you're up for,
well,
man.
And different. Again, speaking
whatever
of
you wanna do.
Cosmic things coming together, another thing that happened on this record is besides being 50 years since the Basement Tapes,
and you're only 25, right, David?
That is yes. Amazing. 50 years. And then you got to record there.
Yes. Yeah. So we've been saying 50 years of Basement Tapes. But another thing is I wrote this song, and then Beyond came out, and this is a song paying homage and thinking about everything that Mr. Woody Guthrie gave us.
Nice.
And just about the road. And nice. Actually 2017 was also 50 years since we lost Woody Guthrie.
Really?
So another
in
little...
The, in the all right. Well, I'm going to... Mark, you have to move back a little. You have enough fun. I'm just going to make sure. Those mics are swapped, so I have to be dyslexic in order to keep this together.
So this is a song off the new record by David Krai, K-R-A-A-I. The album's called North Mountain Rambling. You can pick it up anywhere fine music is sold, digital, physical. You can go to my website, davidkraai.com, and we'll send this out to Mr. Woody Guthrie
and
still.
What's the song again?
This song is called... Sing Me an Old Song.
Sweet.
All right, here we go. Sun dancing down the road. The miles behind will show your heavy load. Sometimes what's real, it ain't what's been said. And all you know is there's another day ahead. So sing me an old song with a new melody. Sing me one by Mr. Woody Guthrie. Sing me an old song that my mama knew. And I'll sing with you. Over the river and under the line, everything becomes legal in due time. When something's too pretty to ever own a part, you've got to take a picture of it with your heart. So sing me an old song with a new melody. Sing me one that Mr. Woody Guthrie. Sing me an old song that my mama knew. And I'll sing with you. And as the moment passes, you can't keep from trying to hold on. And as it all surrounds you, you can hear it singing that old song. Thank you, guys.
Nice.
Damn.
Sweet. And I should mention that besides my wonderful band playing on this record, we also had some really special guests. Playing bass on the whole album is Mr. Rob Stoner, who was Bob Dylan's band leader in the whole Rolling Thunder era.
Really?
Who nice. Played on his Desire, Hard Rain, At Budokan, Live 75 albums. And then also playing banjo on that very last song that we just heard on the record is Mr. Eric Weisberg, who played on Dylan's Blood on the Tracks. And he's also who did Dueling Banjos and played on pretty much like every Judy Collins album, Jim Croce stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, Gene Ritchie, you just pick up, you basically pick up almost any album in my collection he did something on.
That's lovely, man.
So great to kind of also get that mojo in there and have such legendary players that I grew up listening to and admiring playing on my songs. So really, really wonderful.
Sweet. Yeah, we'll play some of the recorded stuff. Maybe one last song at the end here, but if not, we'll continue to play it.
Yes.
So they can hear the actual recording and how it went as well.
And in this age of 50 years later, life is a little bit different. So, if you go on my website, davidkraai.com, there's some links there, or you can look on YouTube, but there's a video for the song Shotgun Rider off of this album. And the video is all of footage from the sessions at Big Pink. So if you're a fan of the band, Dylan, or just American music in general, go see what it looks like now. Hopefully you get sucked into the vibe that we were lucky enough to be a part of.
Beautiful. Great. If you'd like to do another live song as well, then maybe take a break and we'll play something off of the
great.
That'd be great, so you can get a breath as well.
sure. Well, since I was just talking about it, I'll play that song I just mentioned, Shotgun Rider. Quick tuning moment here. But
one was that last one was a Woody Guthrie piece.
No, just
influence.
Just thinking about, I think when, you know, you're a guy like me who goes on tour a bunch and loves rambling around, you can't help but think about somebody like Woody Guthrie, and especially in these tumultuous times of division that we live in right now, I like to think back to Woody, who was always standing up for the working man, the common man. Just like Pete Seeger, who's another one of my heroes and somebody who I thankfully got to play with a couple different times.
Where, Clearwater? Where'd you get to do that?
It wasn't Beacon. It wasn't at Clearwater. It wasn't? Festival. Okay. It was at the Strawberry Festival that Sloop.
What did I What did I see on PBS the other night? It was a conglomeration of every major folk star, at least still living. It was just like,
was that Pete Seeger 90th concert?
Maybe. And it was gray, like folkies, and Mary from Peter, Paul, and Mary.
A sea of gray.
She was amazing.
And there's one person with pink hair, and they're like, and you're out of... No, you can stay. I'm just kidding.
As long as you don't turn the amps up.
Yeah.
Unplugged.
All right, so what do we got this?
This one's called Shotgun Rider.
All right.
They say that a little bit never hurt nobody. So how about getting some love from you? You've been caught dreaming. Well, I did too. So I was thinking about me and you. So let's roll them down, sister. Just let it ride. There ain't nothing like losing your precious time. Sometimes you drive, but sometimes you fly. Be my shotgun rider if you get too high. There ain't nothing at stake here. It happens every day. You can't always win, no matter what they say. Sometimes it ain't as good doing as it is being done. Anything that he wants, you know I will and some. So let's roll them down, sister, and just let it. Your precious time. Sometimes you drive, sometimes you fly. Be my shotgun rider if you get too high. Sometimes you drive, sometimes you fly. Be my shotgun rider if you get too high. A shotgun rider if you get too high.
It's so funny, man, because I've been thinking about like this new version of Easy Rider. And I shouldn't say this on the air, but I dare anyone to just go out and write it, especially if they're a woman. It's like the new Easy Rider would be two women going across America, and then, of course, directed by a woman. But, like, the soundtrack would be kind of...
It should be directed by Jane Fonda.
But it would be, like, evocative
yeah,
of, like...
Yeah, we'd get her. Yeah, it'd be nice to keep it. I mean, your music... Fonda.
No, but his music would be perfect on the soundtrack.
No, I know, exactly.
Thank you, brother.
So funny.
And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that just about 15 miles down the road this very night... I will be playing with one of the Saddle Tramps, Mr. Josh Roy Brown, at the New York restaurant in Catskill.
Great place.
Great food, great vibes. Yeah. We're playing two sets, 8 to 11 p.m.
Yeah, that's a cool place.
So, yeah, come on out. And if
8 to 11, right, you said?
8 to 11. Okay. And if you're a little further, tomorrow night I'll be playing in Woodstock at the Station Bar and Curio with one of the other Saddle Tramps, Mr.
You know what?
Chris Mock.
I'm going
some upright bass.
I'm
going
to be there tomorrow.
Okay, great. Yeah. Right on. Yes, that's sweet. Also 8 to 11.
Nice. Well, I'll be there till 1, and then someone has to bring me to a sleeping bag.
Yeah, you
right.
can be
well,
my
you'll
shotgun
have money.
Rider.
Oh, I'll be your shotgun. Yeah, I got extra cartridges. wow, jeez, oh, David, this is a total pleasure.
It's great
so
to
cool,
be here.
Man.
Thank you, guys. Thanks
yeah, man.
Having
oh,
me.
You're welcome. Thank you. kidding.
Do you want to, I mean, this is like, you know, we're devoted here. So do you want to play, just so we can see how it sounds? No, how it sounds like. Do you, what do you want to play off of the album?
Why don't we play track 5? This is a cool
beautiful
one.
Canon of Sad Dreams.
Yes, inspired by the great state of New Mexico with some Arizona thrown in for taste.
So wait, were you down there? What brought you to this vibe?
This song was kind of inspired by some time I spent at Canyon de Chelly in New Mexico when I was on tour. And then, wrote it. Brought it to the guys. Everybody added their little flair. I, you know, told them some vibes I had in mind, and everybody took their space. And when they came back with what they had come up with, it was basically exactly what I had in mind. And then
it really
just
came together that well. I mean, you were as you all pieced it together.
Yeah, those guys, they know me and my music enough, so there's not. I don't think it has ever really happened where someone's like, oh, I came up with this great thing for your song. And I'm like, that's totally not what I want. You know? Yeah. So everybody came in and then we just fine tuned it. And I think you'll see there's a lot of cool vibes on this tune.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. It comes off of David Cry's most recent recording at the Big Pink North Mountain Rambling. And we're going to listen to a beautiful Canyon of Sad Dreams. This is a good way to get the production value, especially in a live scenario, correct?
Yes, and hear that basement again.
All right, here we is.
Beautiful Canyon or Canyon of Sad
Canyon.
Dreams?
Canyon. What do you
put? Beautiful Canyon
of sad
dreams.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
WGXC 90.7, this Friday afternoon show with Marky B, G Trees, and David Cry live with us. Woo! Okay.
Canyon, there are sad dreams coming true in every way, selling your soul, just getting by, have become she was a princess.
Yeah, that's great.
Nice. This is the exit. Nicely done.
Yes.
So
we're
that
the one guy you want. We want you. You're the one guy we want in the crowd at every
yeah,
show.
Yeah, he's got enough clap and clamper and clen the thunder. Thunder clunder, as they say in bad circles. Wow, David, can you, cause I, there's a lot going on there. Who's playing, violin or fiddle? What is it? What is it?
So yeah, playing, fiddle on that track and some other tracks, and then also playing pedal steel on the whole album. And he also, engineered it is the wonderful, beautiful Mr. Fooch Fischetti from Woodstock, New York.
Why does that sound so familiar? Have I met him? I must've.
Maybe. A lot of people know him because he's played for a really long time around Woodstock in a bluegrass band with Bill Keith, who revolutionized five-string banjo. And then when Bill
What was the name of that?
They call themselves the Saturday Night Bluegrass Band, but they play on Thursdays for a long time at the Colony and then at Bearsville and then at Harmony now. And then, yeah, then when Bill got sick before he passed, and we miss you, Bill. Then Eric Weisberg came in, and that's how I got to become buddies with Eric and get
how
him on
this
record.
How old is Eric Weisberg?
He's definitely in his 70s now,
okay.
But we can probably get a number here.
No, that's good. That's the range.
Yeah.
So, he's like, I'm 79. Shut up.
Yeah, he's like, actually, I think he just turned 21 last week.
Yes.
No, but I mean, could we get that guy to come in and play? What do you think?
What are you?
Something to think about.
Are you?
Unfortunately, I'll just say Eric's been kind of sick recently, so that's probably.
Oh, has he? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I love his stuff.
Yes.
And I love your stuff, and it's so great that you're here, man.
And who
Thank
else?
You.
Who was else?
And then the drummer on that, who's been the drummer in the Saddle Tramps since day one, an old buddy of mine that I grew up with, Mr. Chris Ragucci, playing all the drums and percussion. Like I said, the bass was played by Rob Stoner, who played with Dylan.
Nice.
Crazy.
I'm singing, playing mandolin, harmonica, acoustic guitar, and then all those beautiful background vocals were done by Miss Amy Labor, who's a great musician from the Hudson Valley that I used to play a lot with, and she's still rambling around playing too, so
nice.
Go check out her sometime.
Cool.
All right, so you're going to be breaking here for a bit, but you're going to be at the New York restaurant tonight.
8 to 11, two sets, no cover, great food, great drinks.
You
people.
And
me and Josh Roy Brown,
from
my band, David Cry and the Saddle Tramps. Josh will be doing some singing, some background vocals, and also playing some gorgeous, awesome, psychedelic lap steel.
Really?
Whoa.
Yep.
Nice.
So come on out, hear some cosmic country folk music.
That's in Catskill, New York, so you definitely should head on over no matter
and
how
And the station
you.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, and the same scenario tomorrow?
Tomorrow night in Woodstock's a little different. It'll be me and the bass player from the Saddle Tramps.
Just
oh, really?
You and the bass
Mr.
player.
Mr. Chris Macchia, and he'll be playing upright bass.
Wow.
He'll be
even better.
And singing background vocals, too. So,
nice.
But if you can't make it out tonight, which I hope you can, or you can't make it out tomorrow, which I also hope you can, and you
come
could even
both.
Come both nights and see different elements, different songs. But if you can't make it either, please go to the website David Cry, which is spelled KRAAI.com. You can always see where we are playing. And before we got on the air, we do just have to wrap this all up with a nice bow. Yes. These guys were saying, David Cry, David K-R-A-A-I. What? Is that real? Is that fake? What's,
well, I asked you
that. How do
that.
We even know how to pronounce that? It is my real last name.
It is.
And it is the it is a Dutch word. Uh-huh. Double A is always Dutch or Dutch-based. Some people go, no, there's double A's in Afrikaans. Well, Afrikaans is a Dutch-based language. And
yes.
Cry is the word, K-R-A-A-I. It's the Dutch word, direct translation, no gray area for the animal, crow. For the bird crow.
Oh, the crow. Wow. And as I told you before, I studied phonetics for a year. The AI is the I sound. So the double A doesn't change the I sound.
Okay.
It could go I.
And is that always across all that, the AI?
If you look at the phonetic alphabet, the AI is the actual sound of I. As we know it, when you say I, that's an AI. And there's an emblem, a symbol for it.
You just saved me a lot of searching for my book recordings. Thank you.
And when I make an album influenced by David Lynch where everything's recorded backwards and then played forwards, I'm going to have you phonetically
do
all the lyrics for me.
Yes.
And we should say an early happy birthday to David Lynch. His birthday's tomorrow. But today, we need to say happy birthday.
Nice.
To an amazing woman, Miss Janis Joplin. And then we also want to say happy birthday to a woman that I think is maybe the greatest woman of all time. She's such a beautiful person to this whole
world.
Hillary
Clinton?
No.
Wait, she's not as
just
beautiful
kidding.
As he's saying.
I'm talking about Dolly Parton.
Dolly.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday,
like
Dolly.
500 songs, man.
Oh, she's written more than that. I
bet
she
could. How crazy.
She could get Dylan in a chokehold.
Yeah, how crazy is that, though?
He's like, can I get another chokehold? Yeah.
I like the way you close me in with your bosom. All right. Well, thank you, David. Shiite Muslim.
You so
thank you, guys.
That was fun.
Well, we'll have to do it again sometime.
Yeah, we have to hang. This is like
open,
the first time
you know,
we've hung out in forever.
Well, we're going to have to change that.
Okay.
Well, especially if you've got something coming up and you want to release or you're playing out, you know, definitely come up.
Thank you.